Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, getting settled in for the day. Boy, the world, if you thought that during the time of Vietnam, watching what was happening in the Far East, and we within half a day, I remember listening to Walter Cronkite in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, 69, 70, 71, the old globalist, the Rockefeller, Walter Cronkite. And it would take about a half a day for them to, for the ABC and NBC, the main networks, to get their news for the day. And when they would report the news, let's say at 6 o'clock p.m. here Mountain Time, they were already 12 hours, what had occurred was already 12 hours earlier. Today, with our modern media, satellite, what happens 2 minutes ago is reported. And news from what's happening in Ukraine, the Middle East, China, here in this country, it can be overwhelming if you're trying to stay on top of all the news on everything happening. Well, we are now week away from the elections, and I heard, read a report, listening to a commentator this morning talking about a couple of the mail-in vote drop boxes being torched or attempted to be torched with some kind of a bomb, a phosphorus bomb or some kind of incendiary device taped or attached to one of these boxes, and it catches, trying to ignite the votes within. But it had in two of these cases, one of the two, they have they are equipped with a system, so if there should be a fire, it will trigger this retardant to keep these votes from being burned, torched. One failed, but only three votes were actually damaged. The extent to the just trying to destroy votes digitally, in person, well, you know the story. It just goes on and doesn't seem to, it won't end for the next week. It's going to continue. But in the meantime, we will talk about the presently the EU is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon. Why? Because Israel has been very productive in Lebanon, very productive in eliminating terrorist threats, finding munitions, destroying munitions in apartment complexes. Israel, yesterday, three more commanders were eliminated. Israel is, I'm telling you, the Hamas, the Hezbollah, and in Syria, the I can't remember the name of the group, the terrorist group in Syria. They are also being targeted by Israel. And they can't even transport weapons any longer from Iran over the dirt roads or over the roads to the West. Israel knows about it and targets these convoys. There's no, in Gaza, the Gaza war basically is over. The terrorists in Gaza, they have the guns they carry and a few grenades. They don't have rockets any longer. They are still no communication. They can't communicate. There are no commanders. The 24 battalions don't exist any longer. Terrorists are surrendering. The Arabs in Lebanon, the Arabs, they're not Palestinians. No such thing as a Palestinian. The Arabs in the Gaza Strip area are tired of being used by these, the Hezbollah fighters. They're tired of being used, and they're tired of being having the aid coming to them. They're tired of having that aid taken, and then the Hamas and these young groups, they're like tribes, these young groups of young people, they hijack all the aid, and then they sell it. So should be free, what should be free is being, you know, you're going to have to pay for it. Flour, clothing. And these people, the aid coming in, the Gazans, they're not dressed like the people that you would see in Africa in these areas of conflict. No, they're wearing designer shoes, designer clothes. They're clean cut. They are wearing clean t-shirts. So there's something that is off balance. But much of the aid is being taken by the terrorists and then put on the market. And this is what one thing is funding the terrorists presently. But the thing is, they don't have any munitions. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's Best Talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3, right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com. And click on the Patriot Supply button.
So the EU is calling for this ceasefire in Lebanon. There won't be a ceasefire. They're continuing to use the term Palestinian and the Palestinians. They're not Palestinians. There's no such thing as Palestinians. There was never a nation called Palestine. But this is the term that the globalists use going back to 100 years, the British started calling the nation of Israel Palestine in 1944, 5, 6, when Israel was fighting for its independence. There is no Palestine. There are no Palestinian people. They're Arab people, and there was an individual we watch. He's a Palestinian, the son of Hamas. I'm trying to think of his name. But his father, he was a child of the individual that started Hamas violence. And he talks openly about the hope that those in Islam, the Muslims, have no hope. They have no hope. They don't know what they're fighting for. They have not achieved anything. When you think of the term, when you think of the name Muslim or Islam or Allah, you think of violence. You think of America, you think of freedom. You can't really think that way any longer. But you think of England, you think of the king and the queen and the royals. Think of Russia, you think of communism. You think of Islam and Muslim, you think of terrorism. You think of war, conflict, violence, a people with no, I mean, they're almost wanderers. There is no Palestinian people. They are Arab people. And the son of Hamas, I'm trying to think of his name. Yosef something, if I remember correctly. But he said, the people in Gaza, they either have birth certificates from Jordan, they're Jordanian birth certificates, or Egyptian. Egyptian or Jordanian. But this talk at the UN, in Europe, in the Middle East, about they're fighting for a Palestinian state because they're Palestinians, it's a deception. There won't be a ceasefire. Benjamin Netanyahu, he knows now. You're too far into it's like, let's say you're going to swim the English Channel. Once you get past that, you know, let's say you leave from England heading toward the mainland in France. There comes that point when you reach the 50% mark, and for you to go a quarter of a mile more, you've already gone too far. There's no sense in turning around and going back because it's going to be closer if you swim and finish the swim to France. And Benjamin Netanyahu is in that predicament. He cannot. There's no halt. There's no need to halt. No need for a ceasefire. There's no need for any type of negotiations. Israel now owns Gaza. Israel is eliminated 95% of the terrorist threat. The people in Gaza, the Arabs, are tired of it. They're fed up with it. They're already in Lebanon. The people in Lebanon, the common man in the street, even most of the Muslim people, are tired of having everything they've worked for being destroyed because of the refusal of the terrorists in Lebanon to cease their attacks on the Jewish people in northern Israel, the attacks on the Jewish people. And these people are tired of it. The government, the Lebanese government, is tired of it. But there's nothing they can do because it's Damocles' sword scenario. They have a sword to the neck. What are they going to do? If they move, it's going to cause them discomfort. They have to yield to the wishes of the terrorists. Benjamin Netanyahu, there is no turning back. And he knew in Israel, the IDF, and the Israeli intelligence watching for the last 15 years plus, week by week, year by year, the tunnels and the supply of rockets, small arms, money coming in. Here last week, they find the grate underneath a hospital in Lebanon, in Beirut. They find where Hezbollah is hiding all their wealth. Gold, millions and millions and millions of dollars right there under a hospital. They found the exact room underneath the hospital. And that is the vault for all of the terrorist, financing all terrorist activities. Benjamin Netanyahu cannot, there's no backing out now. He has to, as the new conflicts arise, he will address each conflict as they face these different new scenarios. Who's benefiting from this? The Jewish people, and eventually the Arab people are going to benefit. Beirut, all of the destruction in Lebanon, in all these areas in Lebanon, all the destruction, Israel's being forced because of the continuous rocket attacks, the rockets being lobbed into Israeli villages in northern Israel. Israel is going to continue to strike whenever they find an area where there are rockets being fired. They're going to hit it. In Syria, they have been striking off and on the Damascus airport, because out of the Damascus airport, there is transport. They're transporting munitions, weapons. And then Israel has taken out, in Syria, the radar sites, giving Israel a way to take aircraft, take their air force into Iran and hit targets in Iran, their ballistic missile sites. They've been doing this. America has told Netanyahu, don't hit the oil fields. And people, the world doesn't understand why. The reason is because we are still buying oil from Iran. Some of the oil that is being sent out is assisting the United States. Maybe it doesn't make it to the United States, but you see, we have military bases in Iraq, in Syria, and what a tangled web we weave. That kind of it's just the way it is. Israel, eventually, they know that one way to put a halt to the funding of these proxy groups, and Israel right now, in a sense, is no longer targeting the proxy groups that Iran has been using. Israel has been very successful in hamstringing, crippling all of the proxy groups. Hezbollah, Hamas, the ISIS fighters, ISIL fighters, or the Shiite terrorists in Syria and in Yemen. Now the target is Iran. And again, Iran does not have the capability to take on Israel solo or with proxies. With all the other armies, Iran does not have the ability to defeat Israel. The Ayatollah, he gets up, he addresses the people of Iran, tells them, Israel doesn't know what we're going to do. We are going to strike, and it's going to be so severe. And even they send through media threats against Israel. But the fact is, Iran realizes they're a dog without teeth. They have a large bark, but they have no teeth. And Russia, again, Vladimir Putin, the Russian military, their advisors are basically telling Iran, don't engage, don't attack, because you won't win. You can't win. It's impossible for you to defeat Israel. Israel, collectively with all these nations in the region, collectively, even with the international support, European, United Nations Security Council, collectively, even the United States won't stop Benjamin Netanyahu from finishing the job. And collectively, with all the outside international outcry Israel is too big of a threat. Israel can't be stopped. And they know it. And even Israel, just here in the last day, you have these groups, international organizations in Gaza, assisting these Arab people, UNRWA, and they're part of Hezbollah. They're part of the international system of hatred against Israel. Israel has just basically now banned them from operating any longer in Israel or in Gaza. I'll be back. This Present Truth, This is The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look again.
And this is the end for Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. This is the end. Their elaborate plans are now coming to an end. All that they have they've anticipated, they've had secret counsel for a decade and a half, 2 decades, and their one objective is to eliminate the Jewish people as a people and Israel as a nation. and erase the history of Israel going back beyond the time of Abraham. Everything between now and then, back then. This was their elaborate plan. This is what they intended to do. It's in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany is in the Bible. With back in the late 1800s, Theodore Herzl writing, realizing there's anti-rising latent anti-Semitism in Europe. He writes plays about the anti-Semitism. The Jewish people wouldn't listen. God was telling them, move back, get out of Europe, move back to the Middle East, back to your homeland. He warned them. Herzl warned them back in 1890, early, right at the end of this that century, into the new century. He warned them what was coming. Everything is in the Bible. The time we're in presently is in the Bible. The Gaza War, it's what we call it. We call it the Gaza War. We put a name to it. The Bible calls it the war and the battle in the region in Psalm 83. One of King David's musicians was a prophet. And in music, through music, he was able to look ahead 3,000 years and see the day the Gaza War began and the time before the Gaza War and how there was a whole and all the enemies of Israel planning to attack Israel in what we call the West Bank, in Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Jordan. The Jordan War has not yet begun. It's like a scale. It escalates. And the war has been on the east, I'm sorry, to the west, but is going to move in the region to the east. It's going to ignite tension with present-day Jordan. It's going to ignite even more in Syria. This is the truth. This is really the present truth that we're in. The world, not just the United States. Israel has the truth for itself as a nation. There is a present truth for Israel. There is a present truth for Russia. Right now, we're watching Xi Jinping. He is the individual that is preparing China to work diplomatically with Asian sisters to eventually, as a group, as Eastern families, Asian sisters, the objective, Israel, the Middle East. This is the purpose for the One Belt Road. It, from China, it's a great highway. It's not just a highway, but there is a railway. But it splits. It goes north toward Europe, and then it takes a jog south, west toward the Middle East. This is the way that the Asian families are coming. This is about 8 years away. Does the American military know about it? Yes, they do. What is the plan? The plan is to take all that we have in this country and mass produce every kind of weapon possible. The weapons are one half of what is coming. The other half is the youth of this country, male and female. The Christ said that nothing happens without, nothing will happen hidden in a hidden way. It has to be made known. Cosmic principles. Before Satan can wipe out a society, he has to warn that society. They have to know. They have free will. With free will, you can make decisions. We're making decisions right now in this election time. American people have free will, and they're voting against a system of that is draconian. But the wicked of the world, the wicked rulers of the United States, they have the power. The wishes of the people, that's one thing. But the plans that are going to be carried out by the wicked, that's another matter. The United States knows, and we are probably, I believe, even actively, Russia's going to be destroyed. America's going to be part of that battle. And then China's the final threat. And already America's making the plans for the final threat. For world hegemony, China must be eliminated also. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program is aired on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And then the podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present True site. Evenings, 6 to 7, the first hour airs on AM radio, 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. You know, in the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24, here's what Job has to say. The earth at some point will be given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the face of the judges thereof, and if it be not he, who is it then? A better translation, who else but God blindfolds the judges? The judges of America have been blindfolded to know justice. All they know is what they're told to do. Who is it that does this? God. Why? Because mankind is evil, and it says also that God is going to allow the wicked to take over the earth. The judges want to be blind. They don't want truth. They don't want justice. So God allows blindness on their minds that will catch them and their families also. But the wicked, the earth has been given to and put in the hands of the wicked. Do we believe that is the case? I can see it. It's evident. There's going to be more wickedness that's going to be revealed to the people of this land and to the people of the nations. There's going to be more wickedness. The election that we are involved in presently, you're going to see wickedness, unbelievable wickedness, when the dust settles, when the fog clears. God is warning the world. The whole world lies in the hand of the evil one. It lies in the hand of the devil. People don't want to believe that. Many people don't believe there's a devil. They can't explain evil. They can't explain why there's so much murder, crime, death, corruption. They don't believe that evil is actually a living entity, up in a power that has consciousness. I use the word person because that's exactly what it is, the best way to describe evil. It is a person. A person who has the ability, an entity, a power to deceive. An entity who has the ability to employ people for an evil purpose. The purpose? Rule mankind and force mankind to worship that entity. The devil. Things are so clear, but there are so many things that cloud an individual's ability to reason or consider, to even think. God did not make the creation that way. The creation was made very simply. The creation was to sustain man, not man to sustain the creation. Man was to oversee and be a gardener over creation. Man was created to tend to negative things that would happen in the creation, like too many mountain lions, too many bears, too many bobcats, or too many alligators or snakes, python snakes like in the Everglades. Man was to manage, but not to be managed by creation. The greatest curse is a creation, is an environment that has gone wild, that has gone back to its normal state. If you don't control the ants that want to come in and invade your kitchen, then if you don't want to take care of the, if you don't want to, the, if you live in the mountains, in the foothills, and you have in an area where there are rattlesnakes, what do? You allow them to come in the front door? Well, concerning the wicked, God put laws in place with the nations to restrain the wicked from doing evil. But the people, being evil themselves, they don't want to be restricted by laws. And so by ignoring the laws, the wicked come to power. And this is what's happened in America. And the wicked are about to take great power. The two individuals that are in the battle against each other, they're not going to, either, neither is going to take office. There's another plan for America. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Agency listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
So the elaborate plans of the terrorists in Gaza, Lebanon, in the region, the elaborate plans, underground tunnels, I mean, these tunnels everywhere, not just at one level, but two, three levels, stockpiling munitions, rockets, mortars, elaborate plans, planning for an attack on Israel for decades. And they carried out that attack a little over a year ago. And did Netanyahu know about it? That's a big question. Did the Israeli government know about it? Well, all I know is in Psalm 83, it did say that there would be a beginning of the end for the terrorists in the Gaza Strip, in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Damascus will be, this prophecy about Damascus as a city is not in Psalm 83. It's a separate prophecy, solo, in Amos chapter 1, Obadiah. Obadiah is the war against the brother, God's punishment of Jacob's brother Esau. That's Obadiah. The twin brother of Jacob would become the greatest enemy of the children of Israel. And that individual and his generations would suffer great defeat, humiliation at the time of the Gaza War. And the whole world would see it. It would be viewed by the whole world. That war has already begun with Esau. The hatred of Esau toward Jacob and all of the children of Israel. An elaborate plan? Definitely. But now we're seeing the elaborate failure of the elaborate plan. But there's another elaborate plan by the wicked directed against the United States of America. And it is very elaborate. And the American people need to know about it. They need to be warned. The elaborate plan is to scuttle Donald Trump's plan from ever resuming authority as president in the United States of America again. It's an elaborate plan, and we're going to see it played out here in the next months. I believe we're going to begin to see the elaborate plan unfold in about 7 days. Podcast for the program, 1360khnc.com, to the Present Truth site. I'll return for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and